established in the faith. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. 2 Peter 1, verse 10. We are exhorted on many occasions to be maturely established in the faith. We are encouraged to press on to the high calling of Christ. We are entreated to gain spiritual perception and godly discernment. We are enjoined to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Why then is there such lack in the body of Christ? Why such spiritual infancy? Why is there such a dearth of spiritual perception, a deficiency of discernment? Why are there so many that live out their Christian life in spiritual infancy? Spiritual lack and stunted growth is most often a failure to grow in spirit and truth. There are many believers who are so rich in the Christian experience and good works, many mature men and women, mellowed with time, who strive to work for the Lord. But the stark reality is that not all work for God is service to God. There may be good claims made, genuine reasons for engaging in the Lord's work. There may be many who profess, "We have done many wonderful works in thy name." But motives may fail to achieve his end and his desire and his will for our lives. Rationale which is deficient in achieving God's unique plans and purposes. The Bible is a flood with what is at the root of God's heart and his desire of us. The scriptures are awash with examples of what is important to the Lord. His word is explicit as to how to spiritually mature and grow in grace. So what is this eternal desire in the heart of God, and why do so many miss it? Well, it's simply this: we are to decrease as he is to increase, until he is everything and I am nothing. Sadly, this simple standard, yet profound principle, is devastating to the human ego. It flies in the face of what arrogant man, with his focus in prideful self, delights in. There are many mighty works done in his name, which are prideful performances. There are many great ministries flourishing, which are whitewashed tombs. We are told that we will know them by their works. But how to differentiate? There is but one way: spiritual discernment, bestowed by the Spirit of Truth, which is given to those prepared to die to self-interest and self-worth. To satisfy God's heart in his eternal plan is greater than man's initial salvation. God's purpose spans far greater horizons, which is the believer's sanctification. It is being established in the faith, spiritual maturity, growing in Christ. And the majority of Paul's epistles is focused on this, and it's so simple: the perfecting of the saints unto the work of ministering. The natural life, with its many preponderances, must be laid underneath his grace. The self-life must die, so that our soul may be purged and sweetened in his, until its temperance, disposition, and constitution is transformed into his likeness, until the fruit of Christ, which he desires in all his own, becomes a lasting reality, until I am nothing in my life, and he is all, and he is everything. My work and ministry is worth nothing unless sanctified in him. For all my work and ministering is as filthy rags in my own immature state. Sadly, there are many kind-hearted saints that pathetically lack maturity. Oh, let us not criticise their lack, nor commend our spirituality. But let us earnestly and steadfastly press towards the high calling of God, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything ye think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.